Good afternoon, and welcome to Faith Talk with Zamaya. You're listening to your inspirational podcast where faith and hope collide. Good afternoon, and welcome to Faith Talk with Zamaya. I am yours truly, your host, Zamaya. Happy Friday! Happy, happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, may your amazing begin right now. Listen, this week has been kind of different for me. Really low-key, not a lot of stuff going on, you know, nothing happening really, not blah, but not, you know, busy. And I guess I should be thankful, right, that I don't have tons to do, but I actually love, you know, the hustle and bustle of life. I actually love traveling and visiting new places and meeting new people. And I'm literally like always on the go. So this slowdown has me feeling some type of way, like I'm ready to book a flight or a cruise already. Okay. I'm ready to go. But I have been celebrating birthdays all month long. I never really realized how many family members I had that were July babies. So shout out to the July babies, because we have been celebrating you. Like, I feel like every other day there's like, happy birthday. So, you know, this month has been birthday city. So happy birthday to you if you have a July birthday. Also, I want to remind you, next week I will have a guest on the podcasting with me. I'm so excited. It is Miss Claudia Alojo, a dear, dear, dear friend of mine. She will join me as we talk about a hot topic among the church. And, you know, I just love anytime I'm with her, anytime I'm in her presence, she just brings such great joy and such great clarity. We're always discussing the treasures of God and just, you know, the Christian community as a whole and how we can grow it stronger together. And so I'm excited to have her next week. Next week is also our last episode of Faith Talk with Zamaya. You know, this summer has been amazing. And I'm so grateful for those of you who have been hanging out with me every week. It has definitely been a pleasure and an honor. You know, it's my prayer that in some way you have grown, you know, stronger or wiser or better, you know, in some shape, form, and fashion, because community is so important to me. It's so important that we are together and we're growing stronger. And, you know, you can isolate yourself and you... There's strength in numbers. And so I may get one thing and you may get another thing. And together we are able to get a great revelation, you know, to apply to our lives. So I definitely believe in community. And I thank you for being a part of the Faith Talk with Zamaya community. And I pray that you are have been extremely blessed. Well, let's get to it. So I asked the Lord, you know, what do you want to talk about this week on Faith Talk with Zamaya? And the F word came up, okay? The F word in not faith, not family, not fun, not food, but yes, you guessed correctly, forgiveness. And I hope that's the F word that you came up with. But forgive, you know, forgiveness. I love the way that Martin Luther King Jr. said it. We must develop, this is how he said, this was his explanation of forgiveness. We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. I tend to agree with that, developing and maintaining the capacity to forgive, opening ourselves up to the ability to show mercy. And Matthew 6:12 says it this way, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And that was the Lord teaching them how to pray, you know, teaching us how to pray. It's among the Lord's Prayer. And there's that line in there that says, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. So it's saying, you know, the bill that we have
you know, Lord, forgive our bill. And as you're forgiving our bill, we're going to forgive other, you know, bills. You imagine if the bill collector calls and you're like, oh, you know, I don't have the money to pay it. I need an extension, or I need, you know, is there a way for me to do a payment plan? And all of a sudden the bill collector says, hey, I'm just calling to let you know your bill has been taken care of. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You know, if the bill collector calls and he's not calling to collect, he's calling to pardon. And that is what the Lord is calling us to do, is that as he pardon us, we pardon others. The Bible says in Matthew 6:14-15, it says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive yours. You know, take that in for a moment. Jesus is teaching, you want to be forgiven, forgive others. You know, there's a contingency, not on salvation, but on forgiveness. The measure that you want to be forgiven, forgive others. You know, if you want to have your scale zeroed out, zero out somebody else's. And that is perhaps one of the most sobering teachings, you know, because we live in an age of grudges and bitterness, and, you know, keeping it real is sometimes keeping it bitter and keeping it angry and keeping it, you know, full of malice and strife. And we're definitely in the get back age. You know, we're not in the turn the cheek age. It's like, you know, yeah, turn the cheek so I can hit it and then turn it again so I can hit the other. We're in the knockdown age, definitely the gun age. And it's so sad, you know, that we live that way. You do something to me, I got to get you back. You know, forgiveness, unfortunately, doesn't really have a place in this era because, you know, we anger, you know, and that seed of unforgiveness that's implanted in our hearts. And, but you imagine if after all that you have done that God says you must pay, you know, think of everything that you've done, everything that, you know, we have calculated up in our lives in the small amount of time that we have been here or in the long amount of time. And if God just said, you know, I take away Jesus, I take away grace, I take away mercy, you pay it. You must pay the cost. And don't kid yourself. We have a debt to God. We owe him everything, you know, and I believe that's why the scripture says, forgive us our debts. That's the first thing that it says in that scripture, forgive us our debts, and not acknowledging that we indeed have a debt. You know, we know that we've been dirty and we have been in need of God's pardoning. But for some reason, we are very slow to pardon others. You know, we stand in deep need every day of God's grace and mercy, but we are very slow to offer it to others. And it takes me back to what Martin Luther King said about developing and maintaining the capacity to forgive. You know, being able to forgive and being able to offer grace and mercy, that's something that that's a muscle. Yeah, it's a muscle. Forgiving someone is a muscle. You have to, you know, forgiving someone is right. Okay, it's right. But it's also something that you have to develop and maintain. And that's what I believe that Martin Luther King was trying to say. Hey, this muscle that you're working on, you got to develop and maintain that, you know, maintain that capacity to forgive. And so this morning, I'm asking you to ask yourself, you know, what does your capacity look like? You know, what does your muscle look like in that area? Is it time for you to get back into the gym of the Holy Spirit? Come on. And allow, you know, yourself to work that muscle so that you can, you know, allow freedom within your life. Because anytime that you have unforgiveness, I guarantee you there's a prison there. Okay. And you have to ask yourself, who is it? Even now, take a moment to ask yourself, who is it that you're holding into, in your mental prison that you refuse to pardon? Cause that's basically what's happening when you don't forgive. You know, you create a prison in your mind and in your heart. And in a matter of seconds, you become the jury, the judge, the jailer, and the warden. And, you know, the prison that you're creating because of offense is not just a prison for one, it's a prison for two. And you and the person that you are upset with are both there. You're both occupying the space, the very person that you don't want to be around, the very person that you don't care about, the very person that hurt you. You know, are now constantly on your brain and in your mind and in your psyche because you won't let it go, you know. But the only person that it's negatively affecting is you. You know, offense is the leading spiritual killer among believers and non-believers. I'm telling you, if you think about it, the leading cause of physical death is heart disease. And I truly believe that that is also the leading cause of spiritual death. It's heart disease. It just goes by another name, offense, you know, unforgiveness. And we think of what people have done to us and are currently doing. And we say it is impossible to forgive that. You know, it's impossible. I can't forgive her. I can't forgive him. They hurt me. You know, they didn't care how they treated me. They didn't care about, you know, giving me mercy. And you just, Zamaya, you just want me to let them get away with what they've done. And that right there is truly the key, you know, that they get away with what they've done. Most people believe that by forgiving, there will be no justice. But beloved, the word of God says that, you know, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And so it truly, not only does it go back to your capacity to forgive, but it goes back to your understanding of God's glory and God's reigning and his justice. You know, how much do you trust God to carry out justice on your behalf and for you to not take it into your own hands? You know, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know, that's not our job. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. And so, you know, what is your capacity? Your capacity to forgive is shown every time that you feel offended. Now, sometimes, you know, a person can take your pen, might upset you because you don't have a pen at the moment, you know, but somebody call you a name, you know. There's levels to this thing. And sometimes it starts small and it just keeps growing because you never forgive until it's like a sprite that's been shaken. And then all of a sudden the top blows off. Okay. So it's very important that we bring into our forefront of our mind, what is my capacity to forgive? You know, my capacity to show mercy. And I'm reminded of the cross. You know, Jesus in the middle between two thieves, Jesus, you know, who was blameless and had no guilt. And then these two thieves who were indeed guilty, you know, one thief in his ignorance demands Jesus to prove himself, get down off the cross. You know, if you are who you say you are, you know, then take us all down, you know, get us off this cross, show your power. And the other one, knowing his guilt, was humble enough and smart enough to just ask for mercy, you know, just ask for mercy. And Jesus told the one who asked for mercy that he would be with him in paradise. But here's what just blows my mind. Jesus had been beaten beyond recognition. Okay, he's hanging on the cross in front of the world to see, blood coming down, assumed, you know, defeat, seemingly in shame. He's agonizing in pain, thorns on his head. This has got to be the worst moment in his life, you know, for anybody to be asking him for anything. And, you know, especially someone who was an enemy to what he taught and what he believed and what he lived. Hello, listen, I'm in the middle of saving the world here. I'm in the middle of dying for your sins and stuff. And in the middle of that moment, someone asked him for mercy, asked him for forgiveness. And Jesus gave it to him. Listen, you guys, that is sobering. In his absolute worst moment in agony, you know, his best worst moment, because he was saving our souls, but with his flesh, you know, it had to be the absolute worst moment in agony. With the weight of the world on his shoulders, he reached in his capacity to love, his capacity to forgive, you know, and offered mercy to this thief. Listen, beloved, I know there may be some people that have done some horrible things to you that, you know, you think are impossible to forgive. But I'm asking you as a believer to reach inside yourself and find that capacity to forgive. If Jesus in his worst moment, his absolute worst moment, could offer mercy, could offer grace, the Bible says greater works will we do. Okay. So you are able, you have the capacity to do it. The Bible says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I'm asking you to go in that spiritual gym and exercise that muscle that you may have freedom. I'm telling you, there is freedom in forgiveness. And you may have to cry, you may have to scream, you may have to rock back and forth, but I'm asking you to pry your fingers from around the grasp of the offense and let it go. Because I'm telling you, in some way, shape, form, or fashion, it's holding up your blessings. It's causing delay on your life. You know, unforgiveness is a silent but deadly poison that slowly kills just you. Okay? I'm going to say that again because I need you to understand that unforgiveness is a silent but deadly poison that slowly kills only you. Okay? It kills your joy, your peace, your ability to think clearly, your ability, your perspective is one of bitterness. It causes great decay, you know, with your relationship with Christ, your family, your friends, you know, it spills over on everything. It gets everything messy. And so I am encouraging you today to redecorate, you know, yeah, because unforgiveness, it takes a snapshot of your pain and it frames it. And it hangs it on the walls of your heart so you don't forget. But mercy, mercy redecorates with grace, you know. And you really have to ask the Lord to help you. Help me to forgive, to let this thing go. And I personally endured a great offense. I'm telling you, you know, it was a great offense. If I told you the story, you'd be like, oh, you are vindicated. Hey, what you went through, you're validated. And, but it made me harden my heart, you know, a little. It made me harden my heart because the offense was so great. And it truly blindsided me. And I cried out to God, how could you let this happen? Why would you let this happen? I simply, you know, did not understand what was going on. And I let unforgiveness be planted. I did. You know, this Christian girl, I let, you know, Christian girl, love the Lord, praise and worship, teaching, preaching, all this stuff. I let unforgiveness be planted and bitterness and anger begin to grow. And my flesh was convinced that I could I can't let it go. How many of you know that there is no honor in hate? There is no honor in unforgiveness. You're not going to get a trophy because you held on to unforgiveness. You're truly just making yourself miserable for no reason. And what I was doing was about to take matters into my own hands. And this, you know, that's not how I fight. I fight in the spirit. I don't fight with flesh, you know. And one of my great friends, he said to me, he said, listen, for you to fight physically, or you know, not like I'm getting in a fist fight, because I, you know, I don't do that. But, you know, for you to try to fight physically in the way that you change your behavior towards someone, or, you know, how you treat someone, you're now getting into God's lane. He was like, you trust God. You trust God. That's your weapon. Your weapon is you trust God. You believe God and what he says. So if you get out of the spiritual realm and try to go to the physical realm, you're now not only fighting against that person, you're fighting against what God would do. And that's not how you fight. Holy Spirit. I was like, you better come on and preach to me. But, you know, that's right. That's not how we fight. We have to, and offense will do that. It will cause you to get out of your spiritual thinking and to your flesh thinking and cause you to make flesh decisions that your spirit would never go along with. But how about somebody say, thank God for grace. Thank God for mercy. Because judgment is not my job. It's not my job. Judgment is too great of a job. I can't even, you know, I can't begin to what do they have, the job qualifications, you know, all the things that they need. I can't do that. That's not my job. I can't fulfill that. You don't call me for an interview for judgment, because I'm not suitable for that job. You know, no matter how much I am hurt, no matter what anybody has done, you know, judgment is not my job. And I'm reminded of a sermon I listened to of Christine Kane when she was speaking about a time when she was in a foreign country. And the foreigners were teaching their people how to minister to their executioners. Listen, minister to their executioners, the person that is leading them to their death. They have been taught and encouraged to give them the good news. Listen, I need you to get this in your mind. The very person that is getting ready to kill you, you're pleading with them the good news of God. Man, That, what a crazy, ludicrous, some would say insane capacity to love. That I find the Holy Spirit, I have found Jesus, he has saved my soul, and I believe that when I die, I'm going to the Lord. So as I am being led to my death, my ministry, my evangelism is to spread the good news to my executioner. Listen, there's some people that have offended you, you know, that's some people that have hurt you. There's some people that you felt like have led you to, a place of no peace, a place of misunderstanding. I need you to minister to them the good news of God. Okay? Because that's the capacity that lives in us. The capacity to love, the capacity to give grace, the capacity for forgiveness. That's in us. That's the Holy Spirit having his way in us and through us. Again, if Jesus in his worst moment could do it, so can we. And if Jesus did it, so should we. Here are two truths that I want to leave you with. Forgiveness is perhaps one of the hardest things to do. But unforgiveness is perhaps the deadliest thing to hold on to. And you may say, Zamaya, it's not fair. And you're right. You know, sometimes some of that stuff is just not fair. But we don't live off of fairness. We live off of righteousness. Because what is fair is that we all pay for our own sins. But what is mercy is that Jesus paid it all. Beloved, mercy triumphs over judgment. And as we seek mercy, may we become beautiful fountains of mercy and the most beautiful picture of amazing grace. This is Faith Talk with Zamaya. May God bless you and may God keep you is my prayer. Thank you always for listening.